joining us, Doug Ellis, and or should I be the first to say Sir Doug Ellis?
I'll never get used to it. I'm still the little Doug Ellis, humble as I like to be, from knowing from where I came, Tom. Like you and me, we came from the bottom, didn't we?
Absolutely, and here you are now. And it's in recognition, Doug, of what you've achieved. Tell us exactly why you've got this fantastic honour.
Well, I got the OBE 5 or 6 years ago for my services to football. But this one, according to the citation that I've received, says it's for my charitable work. And naturally, I'm delighted because I have been involved in charities for at least 30 years. Mm. In the end, the award, they say, is for the charitable donations and support that I've given.
How do you feel at this moment, Doug?
Well, I'm elated. I'm honoured. I'd like to be humble. I know from where I came. I had a tough upbringing because my father died when I was 3 years of age, and my sister was 8 weeks of age. My mother didn't have any money. She had to do all kinds of menial things, taking in lodgers and what have you. And I worshipped my mother. When I was able, later on, I was able to buy her a bungalow in Streatley because she came from the Wirral where I was born. And I remember the days when I had to deliver milk at 6 o'clock in the morning, 48 bottles of milk around the village, in time to catch the 8:25 train to Chester, where I went to secondary school. And at 14, I started work, 12 and sixpence a week for 48 hours, being a booking clerk on the Great Western and LMS Railways.
What this also, though, is a great honour for Aston Villa, isn't it? I mean, Sir William McGregor, Sir William Dugdale.
I respect McGregor for what he did, and Lord Mawinney, Brian Mawinney,
yes,
became the chairman of the Football League, as you know, and he was also regional chairman of the Trust Hospitals, one of which I chaired because Ken Clark asked me to do it after I'd built Little Aston Hospital. I don't know whether you know, but I raised $6.2 million.
I do indeed.
And we built Little Aston, and Ken used to come to matches at Villa Park regularly. He kept on asking about them because he was keen on the private, the privacy of hospitals. And when one time he came, he said, I'd like you to take one of the trust hospitals, which is new. And so I took Good Hope for 6 years, which is the maximum period you take for a chairman. And at least I kept it solvent.
How's your family reacted, Doug, Heidi and your family? Have they all what's been their reaction to this fantastic honour?
Well, they're delighted, and absolutely Heidi in particular. She wanted to come here and celebrate with me where I've taken a table at Willie's, the famous restaurant in Mallorca.
Just finally, I have to say, Sir Doug Ellis has a much more pleasant ring than Deadly.
It's funny you should say that, Tom. Keith Wilkinson asked me, how did I get the name Deadly? And I said it was Jimmy Greaves.
Jimmy Greaves.
You knew that, didn't you?
Yes, indeed, because of the way you dispatched the salmon.
That's the one you can remember, Tom.
Doug,
you're a good pro.
Doug,
it's a pleasure to hear from you.
Doug, I look forward to seeing you soon, and I shall be practising my bowing and scraping, as always. Doug, I shall look forward to you to mention it. Doug, on behalf of everybody at BRMB Radio, congratulations.
Many, many thanks.